Just go ahead and shift gears. See, faith is a choice. I can choose to be sad, or I can choose to be in faith. It's a choice. It's absolutely a choice. But back in 2008, I've been in the ministry. I got saved and started going after the Lord. And it was just almost immediately, I knew that I was called. I mean, you know, I told Teresa, I said, if I don't get this out of me, I'm going to be a preacher. Was on our way to church. I had no idea what a preacher was other than I'd seen, you know, preacher at church, whatever. She says, well, yeah, she said, everybody probably thinks that. Because we just fired up. I mean, we get saved, man. You know, we just on fire. Still, I'm on fire. I'm still on fire. Just different fire. Yeah. You know, we mature and go. But anyways, I felt like life was, you know, there was just more. I just felt like there's something else. See, if you ever feel like there's something else, it's not you. It's God fixing to take you deeper, take you into the things of the Lord. And he puts that hunger and desire. The scripture says, it's him which works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You see, when we start wanting to change and a different life and all, that's not us. That's him in us. That's him drawing us to him to get us to start complying with the Holy Spirit so he can open up all the avenues that he's had planned for our lives the whole time we've been here on the planet. How many knows that he knew us before we were born? Right. And so I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to mow. Now, she don't like for me to mow because, boy, I'm wide open. If I leave a little strip or a streak, I don't go back and get it. Because I'm thinking I'm going to have to mow again in a few days anyway. I get on her nerves. She likes to mow one way, and I don't. I can't mow all the way around. I like to go and cut me out a little plot, man, where I see I'm getting something done. A big field, just I got to work on it. It takes me 5 minutes to get around the big field. I'm not going again. I'm going across the middle of it. And then I'll cut me out another little color, and I'll do little spots at a time where I see that I'm getting things accomplished. But you know, I like that in the Lord. I like that in the Lord. But you don't have to cut all these colors. I mean, you know, he's doing the work in it. But anyways, I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to mow. And so I spent the whole time mowing, praying in the Spirit. You know, if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you know, a lot of people says it's died out with the apostles and it's not real. And I believed it was of the devil. I mean, I honestly was taught that where I went to church that it was of the devil. And you know, I believed it up to the point to where Teresa had never been indoctrinated. You know, nobody had ever told her that. And so when she gets saved, you know, the next thing she heard is, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so she tells the Lord, okay, Lord, they say I need it, I need it. And so she didn't get it, goes on, and she tells the Lord, she said, I'm going to ask you one more time, and then I'm not going to ask you no more. Don't do God like that. She was innocent. Well, that he sent somebody to the church, and I'm sitting there, and this guy, he says, I've been sitting here that some not received the Holy Ghost. And I thought, oh God, it's one of them devil dudes. I hadn't been converted to believe the scripture yet. I'd had twisted scriptures. See, when that perfect is come, all that'll be done away with. Jesus comes back. Come on, somebody. That's what that's talking about. Well, anyhow, I'm sitting there and I thought, great. Gonna lay hands. Gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost. Sure. And you know what? She goes up. They didn't even touch her. She falls out, starts flopping around like a fish out in the middle of 250 people and starts praying in the Spirit. And I'm going, oh my God. She just got filled with the devil. I've been taught it was of the devil. But I knew the devil wasn't in there because I'm joyous and I'm happy. I've got peace in the heart now. Hallelujah. You know what I'm thinking? The devil's not in here. He's under my feet. I done found out he's under our feet. I done found out we have the atmosphere. And you know what? I sat there and I thought, this thing is real. You know, I've been lied to. by people that didn't understand Scripture or whatever the case might be. Here my wife is. I knew nobody taught her. I didn't let her along with church folk. I was jealous. I was a bad jealous dude. I'm jealous of her for 2, 3, 5, 6 months of the praise and worship leader. Y'all were quiet. I came out of the world, man. I was jealous. I was fearful. I was angry. And he's cute up there. And he sang good, you know. Had them pretty blue eyes. Mine's brown. I got some of them Indian eyes. So he had pretty, you know, and I'm sitting back. But all, I knew all this was real. And you know what? It wasn't too long. Bless God, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I started telling God, God, I've seen it with my own eyes, Lord. I know nobody taught her, Lord. She ain't been along with nobody. If my pastor took us home one night, I sat in the middle. In a straight bench seat. Is that true or not, Brady? You remember that? I wouldn't let her sit beside me.
You sat beside him.
I sat beside the pastor. She sat beside the door. I'm saved, but I ain't changed yet. He's on his way. But now I'm totally free. I'm a free man. See, the Lord's done set us free. He set us free from everything. I'm talking about the Bible says, whom the Son has set free is free. Yeah. Now, you might not be totally free in the flesh yet, but the Bible says, whom the Son has set free is free. Yeah. You got to consider yourself free before you will ever walk free. Right. See, you got to have confidence in the Lord. You got to have confidence in Him in you. See, we're born of the Spirit of God. We're not normal beings anymore. You might feel like you're just normal and you've been here on this earth 40 years like me. I look 40. I feel 40. But God, I'm telling you, I get up and I don't let my body tell me I'm 54. I don't know what 54 feels like other than I'm here, feels pretty good, and believing God. Things trying to attack me, I get on it with the Word of God. Why? Because I have confidence in the Lord that by Jesus Christ I was healed over 2,000 years ago, and I'm not going to get in the mindset that I'm going to get old and I can't function and I can't do what I want to do. See, we talked about stagger not, right, Sonny. I'm not going to stagger concerning the promises of God. You know, when people come in like I was at that church, I was messed up. I was warped up. Both of us was. Me and Tree, we were both messed up and warped up. You know, we're not no more. We know clearly where we are in life. We know the will of God for our life. We know we're in the will of God. We know that things only get better if we work in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we have confidence in the one that begun the work in us. The Bible says, he that begun a good work in you is faithful to continue it to the end. So I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm out there just praying in the Spirit, and I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I don't know what to pray, Lord, but I feel like there's more. Lord, I feel like there's more. I don't feel satisfied anymore. See, just because you don't feel satisfied on the inside don't mean there's something bad wrong. It just means there's more. It is a sure indication that there's more. Did you know Jesus felt it? Groanings. They sure did. And so all of a sudden I'm going down the road. So you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you don't do it here, you need to go home and say, Lord, I hadn't believed in the Holy Spirit, but I believe. And I need to be baptized in your Holy Spirit. Did you know Jesus told them, go ye into Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Then you'll be witnesses in Samaria, Judea, into the othermost parts of the earth. And they waited. They was around 500 that went up in the upper room in the book of Acts, but there was only 120 that tarried and waited, like Jesus said. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit came at the sound of a rushing mighty wind and filled them. And they all begin to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, that was the beginning of the church as we know it. Jesus ascended on high. He sent the Holy Ghost, just like he said. Boom! The day of Pentecost. And they were up there in that upper room. Hallelujah. And you know, we wait on the Lord about the same way. But anyways, I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, internet ministry. And I bound the devil. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I'm not having no internet in my church. Bless God, people get on them chat rooms and meet people in Tennessee and everywhere else and leave their families. And that's what I attributed that to. I'd seen the downside. And so after I bound, tried to bind God up from speaking that to me, he spoke it again. And I felt it when he was speaking, just the thought. I thought, man, I feel good when I think that and when that comes. That's because he said we will be led forth by peace. And so I said, glory to God. This is God. And I felt the excitement on the inside. I'm telling you this for a reason. See, if you feel like there's more, you've got to seek him. The Bible says if you'll seek, you'll find. Knock and the door will be your ask and you shall receive. Having confidence in the Lord is what I'm talking about. And then go back to Sunday where we stagger not concerning the promises of God. If God's word says in there that you are a king and a priest, you can have the thoughts that you're a nobody. You got to cast those thoughts out like the Bible says and say, the Bible says I am what it is. And you got to consider yourself a king and a priest. I'm a king and a priest. I've got throne room authority. Well, that's because you're a preacher. No, he didn't say in there only preachers. You know you ought to be casting out devils. You ought to be opening your doors like David talked about. You don't hear that. That's kind of embarrassing to tell around some folks because they're like, they're lunatics.
Yes, we are.
That was my
yes,
first thought. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, you know what? I pulled off the road before because I felt like the devil wouldn't shut up, giving me thoughts. I slammed on my brakes off the road and come to a stop, and I jumped out of my truck and I run around there, traffic going over to the other side. I'm done mad at the devil, boy. And I run around my truck and I open the truck door and I said, you get out in Jesus' name.
Come on.
I put him out.
Come on.
I mean, the Bible says resist the devil when he has to flee. Well, I didn't need that scripture. So he's trying to torment me about my wife and this and that, and I'm never going to be any good, and I'm never going anywhere, and I'm not going to grow anymore. I don't remember what all it was. It was just bombarding me with lies. I mean, that's the only way he can bind you up. Is tell you lies, things contrary to the word, and you believe them, and you live by that. Jesus said we'll know the truth and the truth will make us free.
Amen.
So I told him, I said, get out! Amen. In Jesus' name. And then I slammed the door. I said, don't you ever get back in my truck. I look like an idiot. I'm sure standing out there. Man, that was foolish. No, you don't know where I came from. You don't know. I got redeemed. I got saved. And I was feeling good. And that devil's coming trying to get me back in that old life. And I'm getting mad. So I put him out and I went down the road. I wasn't having those thoughts and I thought, hey, it works. I didn't know if it worked or not, man. All I knew, black God, if I got authority over the devil, if he's around me, the Bible says resist him and he has to go. He has to flee. Submit ourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, he has to flee. I didn't write that, but that's good, 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 good news. Because I'm one, if I could pull a gun between his eyes and blow his head off, I would do it. I can't. He's a spirit being. If I could get him around the neck, I'd bust his teeth out. Yeah, that's love. But I can't. He's a spirit being. So we our weapons are not carnal fists anymore. They're spiritually. They're spiritual things. The word of God. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God, the authority of God that me and you have, hallelujah, to speak the things. Did you know the Bible says, give me that scripture, John 10. Let's read that. Did you know there's power in having confidence in the Lord? I'm telling you. Sometimes because we don't see it work quick enough, the devil will say, well, see it don't work. Liar!
Yeah.
The Bible says, count it all joy when I've got trials and temptations. Woo-hoo, glory to God. The thief cometh not, and we're not going to focus on that, on him. But you know, he is a very, very crafty, real being. And I don't say that to get you scared of him. He's real. Demonic spirits are real. They're a spirit of witchcraft on drugs. Prescription drugs are good till you abuse them. Once you abuse them, you give authority to principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are real. Those in Ephesians over there, those are different ranking demons. Different rankings. You have principalities. That's the highest one. Powers. Rulers of the darkness. Where? Of this world. They're real. The thief cometh not, what? But for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants you destroyed. He wants your marriage destroyed. He wants your thinking destroyed. He wants your life destroyed. He don't want you to prosper in God. He don't want you to take the word of God. He don't want you to take natural steps and working with God to get things done. And you know what? I went on and I said, Okay, God, I'm going to start the internet ministry. So I thought, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going now to the church Sunday morning. I got all excited. Something going on now, Mac. My life just changed by riding a lawnmower. I'm telling you, I have new vision. It fired me up. And so I get to church, and as the dude comes in, he sits on the back, very back there. God sent him from Birmingham. I don't know. He got in a trance back there. And I just told it, you know, the Lord wants us to start the internet. And I checked on it. It was going to cost $13,000 at that time. It'd come out new. It was going to cost $13,000 to build that website. 13 grand. I thought, ooh, took me a year to make that much, Mac. But you know, the Bible says, don't lean to your own understanding. You might have big dreams and visions from God, having a house, having a life, all that. See, he won't just speak to you about ministry. You are ministry, baby. He's going to speak to you about everything, about your personal life, because it gets connected with your ministry and what God has called you to do. All of it's combined. Tell him, go and preach the sermon. He stands up back there. He said, the Lord sent me here today. He said, the Lord sent me here. He said, I run the city of Birmingham. I built their website, blah, 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 blah. He goes on and he said, the Lord told me to build your website free. Hallelujah. The dude started, they was backslid on the Lord. Him and his wife had been going to a nice church down yonder, backslid on the Lord. But you know what? God had him lined up. And God used this church to get him back right with the Lord, built our website, taught us how to run it and everything. We didn't need nobody. Taught us how to run it, and we managed the whole thing. Them companies wouldn't even do that, was going to build it for $13,000. We had to hire them to run it for us. They don't know about it around ours. Been going since 2000. We own it. We own it. And we're all over the world. And we just started the Facebook Live. Woo-hoo! And so I told them in 2012, I made us a YouTube. I thought we're going YouTube too. We're going to the TV center later, baby. I'm going to fly around the world and preach the gospel. I'm just now getting started. The Lord spoke that to me 20 years ago or better. That I'll fly, I'll go all over the world. But I thought it was the internet, you know, but it ain't. That's part of it. We've been all over the world since 2000. You are going all over the world. Not me. See, God calls partners in the ministry. Read your Bible. Out there, the men been fishing all night. Hadn't caught a thing. Come in, washing her nets up. Y'all remember the story in there? Washing her nets, they done went toiled all night, didn't catch nothing. Here they come in there, here comes old Jesus. Done been sleeping all night. Hey, guys. I'm paraphrasing a little. Hey, guys, what's going on? Washing our nets. Boss, washing our nets. He said, lunch back out in the deep. But we didn't work it all night. You see, on the Sea of Galilee, it's so clear they had to fish at night. The fish would see the nets and run, get out of there. So they fished all night. They fished at night. They were just like me and you going to work. We just don't normal folk there. Old James and Matthew, Mark and all them, they just normal folk. They get their heart right with Jesus. They turn the world upside down around them. That's where we at here in Bluffville. We're just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Daniel, and Isaiah's and Ezekiel's, we're all in. Nevertheless, Lord, it's your word. See, that's what we got to say. Lord, I come from nowhere. Lord, I'm a nobody. But nevertheless, Lord, your word says I'm a king. Your word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your word says who the Son set free is free, Lord. I might not be walking totally free right now, but nevertheless, it's your word, God.
Man.
The bank says I can't have a car. They lied, didn't they, Jeffrey?
Man.
Devil said you can't have it, liar. Devil said you can't have a house. He lives in one nice little brick house. Lives up there. He can go over and feed my cows if he wanted to. He can see them over there and probably hear them. You heard him. A little discouraging, but to give it to the Lord, pray. And God just does miracles for those kind of folks. He just works things out, opens doors, and does things that he can't do without us pursuing him. Once we start pursuing the Lord and don't back up, and I mean the more we get that dogmatic mentality that we are going to have the will of God in our life, and there ain't a devil in hell, people or nothing else can stop it, I'm telling you, it's just like opens the kingdom up to that person. I can't explain it, but I've seen it time and time and time again. And so it says, I built that YouTube, Richard's on there. Richard, 10 minutes of Richard's on there. I don't know why y'all just went 10 minutes. Y'all should have took the whole floor down. I don't know. Maybe I was just giving 10 minutes to that time. I don't know. Jackie, 10 minutes. And all of that, you know. And so I come in there, tell Beth, okay, let's kick it up on YouTube. We might as well go all the way, haven't we? We might as well just shoot it to the moon, bless God. You know, so we're YouTubing now. We're going to be YouTube. Hallelujah. Now, see, all that don't excite me. Preaching the gospel excites me. Seeing people's lives changed excites me. Hallelujah. You know, that's not what excites me. It excites me to see a person or a family like this going after the Lord, seeking the Lord, and the Lord going boom, 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 boom. I mean, miracle after miracle. See, there come a time, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. What things? Your car, your house, your money, your relationships, your marriage. I got Teresa upset the other day. It was my fault. It's never my fault, but it is. See, you got to man up sometime, baby, and say you're sorry. It's okay to man up and say, I mean, the first time I tried to tell her I was sorry, I was like, I just couldn't say it. I could not say it. I thought, what's wrong with you? I thought you're each slap up my pride's what it is. Pride can't say you're sorry. And I go to church, and my pastor, he said, you know, he said, well, if you're full of pride, you can't say you're sorry. And I thought, he knew it. Teresa must have called. It wasn't that Teresa called. God's with me and in me. And he sees the things that is hindering me. He sees the things that is stopping me from going forward. And he's going to bring it to me. And we got to say, bring it, God, bring it. We were going down the road the other day, and David's a blessing, man. He's a real blessing. He's a very good worker. He's a blessing. He's just a blessing. But we're going down the road the other day. I said, I don't really like to know much about the church. I don't want to know about y'all much. It tries to bother me. I just come up here and preach on anything. And y'all can have all that in your life. And I don't know nothing about it. Y'all like, somebody told you. And it ain't because I know anything. It's because the Holy Spirit loves us. God loves us. God wants us free. God wants us walking deeper. That's what it is. So he brings these things to the surface in our life that we don't even realize how they are hindering us and how they are stopping us from being joyful and happy. It's all God, you know, I go to bed. I'm just not going to talk to him. So I'm going to bed. I go on to bed. I'm like, well, bless God, just go to bed. Keep your mouth shut and go to bed. How many knows it ain't good talk when you're upset? Yeah. You know, you get madder and madder. I done tore my house up 2 or 3 times. It's been years and years and years. Say a few words. She say something back. And you know, me and her's one. She has to have the last word. And I'm going to have the last word. So we're 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody trying to get the last word. Y'all laughing because y'all give it. Bless God, he's not getting the last word. And so, you know, I go on, you know, and I'm thinking about it that day, Johnny, and I thought, well, bless God, you know. So I sent her a text. I said, I'm sorry, babe. Something like that. Sorry about last night, baby. I love you. Or no, sorry about last night. I love you, babe. And that was about 9 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock, I checked my text. I'm like, we should never signed up the bank. What's going on here? I apologize, man. So I walk in the house and I said, hey, did you get the text? She's doing this and she's filing her fingernails. She said, I hadn't opened it. I said, what? What do you mean? I said, you need to open it. I'm busy. She got me, Robert. I'm busy. So I thought, well, I said, I'm going to feed the cows or something. I said, I'll be back. And so, I go and I'm like, well, I'm going to get her a chocolate bunny. I get her chocolate bunny and a card. Well, I go in there and I'm looking through 45 minutes looking through these cards, man. I'm trying to find what it means, what I want to say. You know, you pick up what it says anything. But I want one that says what I want to say. And I got it. I found me one. And so I put a love you, baby. And I put a heart like I used to when I was dating. Heart. And then I put Scotty and Teresa with the arrow through it, you know. What?
You marked through the word, it said gentle.
Well, I know what it did say some stuff in there that said gentle in there, and I marked through it and I said, maybe. I couldn't help it. I mean, I got to say what I mean, right? She's a little rough, but I'm a time guy. I got to have somebody rough, man. I mean, you know, help me stay straight. God needs to know what to do. It's in her in my life. She's good for me. I couldn't handle what y'all ladies are.
Man, whatever you want to do, baby. I'm going to think about whatever you're here.
I said, I want to go fishing. She went, you ain't going fishing. We're going over here. Said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We're going over here. A real man's flexible. See, the Lord told me one time, he said, if you're not flexible, you'll break. And I thought about it. So I went and got me a dry stick. A dry stick, break it. And I went and got me a green one. You can twist it nearly tight, and I mean, you can break a green one, but you can't break a flexible green limb like you can a dry, stiff one. And so the Lord told me, he said, if you learn to be flexible at home, your marriage will get better. I thought, it'll take a miracle. But it did. But you know what? After I did that, you know, everything was good, been wonderful ever since. But you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm sorry. Yeah. Honey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. It wasn't my fault, but I'm sorry. Just don't say that. I mean, I'm saying it wasn't my fault, you were the one, but I'm sorry.
That's not good.
I'm going to say I'm sorry, but I believe you're wrong. That's not going to do it either.
You know.
But how many know the Bible says that he gives grace to the humble?
Yeah.
He resists the prideful, resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You know what I thought about it? All the testimonies in here tonight, I thought, God, you come that we might have life, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing life being given out to all. You know what? And it wasn't all of a sudden God gets so good, it's all of a sudden we turn to him.
Amen.
He's been good all the time.
Right.
We turn to him. And but he says that we might have life, not only life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I want to read to you what I looked it up a long time ago, but well, I don't know what it says. It says, to the excess. The word abundantly means to when you've got more than enough. More than enough spiritually to be strong and joyous all the time. More than enough physically. Spirit, soul, and body. I want that you be whole. Spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
And I thought about it today. I'm walking, went to get me a tag, and I'm done over the 20 days. And so I thought, man, I better get in there and get a tag. And I thought, well, I'll write me out another bill of sale. The Lord said, you can't do that. That'll be lying. I said, wow, great. I thought, well, if I get pulled over, just tell him the truth. Look, dude, the dude didn't send me the title till now. I've had it for a week. Sure, should have done got it, but I didn't. Have you ever not done it? But he didn't have to get pulled over. But anyhow, I'm walking across there, and it's a long ways because I was pulling a trailer. So I had to park way away from the courthouse. And so I'm like, great, man. So I go down through there, and I come back, and my legs are burning. And the Lord said, why don't you get on the treadmill? Well, I got to go back and see the heart doctor here in about, I don't know, March 22nd or something. And the last time I was there, he told me to get rid of this baby. And I looked around, I said, what baby? He's talking about my belly. She said, you need to get rid of that baby. I started telling him, do you know how many years it took me to get that? And so I'm going across there, and I thought, you know what, Lord? There's going to come a time when you want me on the treadmill. You're getting me ready for my 60s and 70s and 80s and my 90s. And I'm going across there, and I'm thinking, I've got to work with the Holy Spirit. I've got, see, he's not telling me that so I'll throw up on the way to the treadmill. He's telling me that I know just in the natural that when I got on that treadmill after I got out of the hospital, I didn't like the treadmill. You know, 20 minutes. Now Teresa's in there and got a fan going, got a picture of the girl, this girl with big muscles and got, you know, just all decked out, you know, in front of her. Boy, she's getting down. She's got a vision. She's going to look like that girl. Got the fan blowing, her blowing back, and getting on the treadmill. But you know what? I seen her get results. But I looked down from the shop down there, and I went in one day, and she said, hey, she said, I want you to bring me that punching bag down here. I said, oh, you want me to hang Travis up on the back porch, do you? Well, I got a big punching bag, you know, when you hang it up. Boom, boom. And so she said, I want you to bring me that punching bag down here. I'm like, good Lord, what you going to do with that punching bag? I'm going to punch it. So I got a punching bag, and I look down there, and she's down there on this. She's just down there kicking it, boy. Then I look one day, and she's going up and down the stairs, up and down the steps. Up the house, just up, down, up, down, up, down. I thought, man, she's wearing my legs out, watching. But you know what? I seen her get big results. You know, that's what the Lord was telling me. So listen, we can believe God for whatever arena in life God is speaking to us to have a full, abundant life. See, God wants us healed. There's a pastor friend of mine, and his blood sugar, he's having now 2 insulin shots a day, you know, and feels awful. Blood pressure real high, all that stuff, you know, and put on there and pray. He's been here a brief back when I flew to Mexico. Anyways, and man, I prayed for him, you know, and all that. Well, he's been 30 days now. Put a report out today on there. I've been 30 days. I hadn't had to have an insulin shot. My insulin's down to 90 to 100 and something. He said my blood pressure's done dropped. He started exercising, doing away with the sugar, doing away with things and exercising. Now he don't even have to have the insulin and stuff. He said, I changed my lifestyle. He said, I changed my lifestyle and the Lord happened me. I'm going to tell that doctor when he tells me that he tells me that this time. I'm going to say, I'm going home and I'm going to start getting rid of that baby. And the next time I see you, I'm going to be rid of that baby. And I'm going to set my faith. Because I thought, Lord, when have I got time to get on a treadmill? I get up in the morning and I go and I come. And the Lord said, you make time for that tractor. You make time for the cows. You make time to piddle on that stuff up there. And so I just collected my thoughts and I thought, man, I got all kind of time. It's just where I want to put my time. Told Dee I got to do my taxes, you know, I do all my bookwork, Ben Teresa does. That is one of the things that I have hated. I'm not going to say I hate because I'm changing it. That I've hated about that part of the business is that bookwork. If you don't do it pretty often, regular, when you have to do it, it's 8 to 10 hours for 2 or 3 days or a week in a desk. That's bad. And so I told her, I said, I'm going to try to get, I said, but I just don't like doing that. I like everything but that. But you know what? She said, you got to love it. It's a blessing. I thought, is she serious? I thought, that's what she does. That's why she said that. She eats and sleeps that stuff. She's right. But how many knows? See, God wants us to have an abundant life. I used to dream of a good marriage, and I have one. I really do. I can work on it, and it needs to get better. And I mean, I need to be, you know, change and do some things a little different. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know. But you know what? I've got a good marriage. I'm never concerned. All of my clothes are always washed. I mean, if I go through the, there's one thing I can't stand is a sandy floor. Barefoot. I'm not going barefoot in the house. She wears slippers and shoes. I'm like, nah. Socks to bed. Nah, man. Keep my feet off, man. You know. But you know what? I mean, she keeps the house clean. One of my brother's wives told him she was thinking about retiring and brought up Teresa and said, yeah, I want to be like her. She don't have to work. And he'd tell me that. I said, oh, we don't know what she does. I said, she works. I said, she does all my bookwork, mails all my bills for my garage door company, does the bookwork. I said, she cleans the house and keeps it real clean. I never have to wear dirty clothes. They're ironed and hung up in the closet. I said, she takes the grandbabies to school. I said, she goes and takes care of all the church bills and cleans the church and straightens the church and turns on the heating and cooling system 2 to 3 times a week. You know, even at night, I said, oh, she works. I said, that's why I give her my salary from church. Y'all pay her, not me. And she better not feel like she's boss, we'll fire her. I said, oh, retirement ain't quit. I said, see, it appears that some people don't do anything. I said, but they're just not up in the scene. I said, they're doing a lot of things behind the scene. Hallelujah. So I told her, I said, this Saturday, I said, we're going to get the truck and we're going. And she wants a tiller. She's going to do the garden this year. And I thought, oh, man, she's going to want me to widen them rows. And the first thing she said, I'm going to widen them rows out. I'm like, gosh, she's starting it already. See, I figured, don't widen them, you can't get as many rows. If she wants to widen them out, we can drive a truck in between, I reckon. Or to have enough room to grow. Go down there to plant, she said, you ain't gonna plant that there, are you? Well, did you see me standing here over the road with it in my hand? It's a clear, clear, clear picture that's fixing to go right there. But what she really means is, don't plant that there, we're gonna put it somewhere else. So I'm like, where are you, boy, baby? Where in which spot do you want it? It's nearly over 6 inches. Stuff the other day, she said, hey, I bought the onion bug. It's hilarious around our house. I ought to video it.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. She told me the other day, she said, I done bought the onions. You know what that means? I should have done had it ready. She said, I done needed them out. No, Buck, you just got them. But I didn't say that because she would say, that's my point. I've got them. We're going to. So I go get the tractor. I go out there, get everything, get the disc over. I'm ready. Just as soon as that ground, I'm going to get her off of me. I'll have it ready. So Tyler said, we're going Saturday to get you a tiller. I got a big, nice tiller. I got a big Troy-built rear-tine tiller. One, I mean, you can walk with it, you know, just let it do its thing. You know, she's,
I'm not running that. I want a front-tine tiller.
That's when it throws you around when it hits the rock. So I thought, well, Lord, you know, I got tractors and I got everything that I want, you know, don't need nothing, Lord. I thought I'm going to go buy her a brand spanking new tiller. There ain't one thing that woman can't stand is pull and pull and pull trying to get something. I told her I was fixing the tractor, I'm going to plug it. An abundant life. We didn't used to have this kind of life. We really did, but we've hung on to Jesus, and we went through some trying times. We wouldn't turn loose of the Lord, trying times in our marriage, trying times financially, and kept honoring the Lord and all of that stuff, praise God. And here we are 30-something years later, bless God, and I wouldn't change a thing. We talk about one of us died, and we done got our tombstone. She said, we need to get the tombstone. And I'm like, how much is it? That's $1,300. I said, what if Jesus comes? I said, we blowed that $1,300. I said, if Jesus comes, ma'am, you're blowing that money. We can use that for something else. I mean, what good is it going to be if Jesus comes? We don't need no double tombstone. We got a tombstone that's sitting over there. We ready. So I told her the other day, I said, we're talking about down them lines, you know. I said, we're going together. We're just going together. We've always went together. We're going together. That's just the end of it. We're going together. And I'm going to die. She's going to be sad all year. She ain't died no early age. I'm not going to let her die. I got faith, man. The Bible says we lay hands on the sick and they have to recover, right? We cast out devils. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to encourage you. Have confidence in the Lord. Confidence in Him. Whatever journey you're on right now, don't look at your journey and focus on your journey too much. Focus on the promises of God, because whatever you magnify gets bigger. And if you magnify the Lord, magnify the Word, magnify the things of God, they get bigger on the inside of you, and they lead you in the destiny of freedom.
Amen.
Tell Travis, and I may still do it. Back down yonder, Tricia got pregnant with Judah. He's up yonder heaven. And he didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't Judah. It was like he's going to have to share everything Dad's got now. You know. So the grandkids come along and everything. And, you know, so I told him, I said, you know, go leave everything to the grandkids. You better get your own stuff. You ain't getting nothing. The grandkids are here. We're going to leave them stuff.
Whatever, Dad.
But you know what? He's well on his way now. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to close. He used to, the only time he could see getting anything is once a year when he got taxes back. There's nothing wrong with that. But I told him one year, I heard it. Going down the road, yeah, but I'm going to get this, and I'm going to do this, and then he'd tell me every year, oh, we're going to do this, and this, when I get back to that, and all. I got tired of hearing him say it. So I looked over at him one day, and I said, why did you only dream about having that at tax time? Why can't you see God doing it all year?
Amen.
So the other day, he told me, he said, yeah, well, he ain't got to wait on tax time. I thought it got eat him or something down to that, you know. He went and bought him a refrigerator before he got his tax money. Praise God, right before tax time. You see how that thinking got in him when I said that? He had to wait all year till God got him down here to where he got his tax money before he could do anything. When all he'd had to do is back up here in the middle of the year, right after tax time, say, glory to God, wonder what God's going to do between now and then. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, time you get your taxes, you get out $4,000 or $5,000. Don't just look at that. When you get your tax, see, we got to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. We can't just sit on one level of faith. And he's there. And I don't get nothing back. They won't let me. She just won't let me. Praise God. I tell her every year, can't wait to give a tax. You don't see how much you get back. She says, whatever. Out I go. Out we go. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, have confidence in the Lord. This is going to be a good year for you. This is going to be a year of God's glory. You're going to end up at the end of the year and you're going to say, thank God I made a choice for Jesus. I'm going to say it at the end of the year. Thank God I hung on another year, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this year. This has been an awesome year in business. He's just going to open doors for you. But you got to have confidence in the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.